Within a recent 8-day span, local law enforcement reported 11 violent or suspicious deaths, some in which the alleged assailant and victims knew one another. While the nature of these crimes is still under investigation, efforts to reduce cases of domestic violence have been a focal point over the past several years. Just last month, the Springfield Police Department released its 2014 crime data, and while overall crime dropped by 12% from the year before, the number of aggravated assaults increased by 7%. Lisa Farmer is the executive director of Harmony House, which provides shelter, advocacy, and education to survivors of domestic violence.
Given the fact that aggravated assaults and crimes against people are up in total, I would expect that domestic violence, being a significant percentage of those, are up a bit as well.
Police say domestic violence cases increased slightly from 2013 to 2014, dating back to 2009. Figures show cases of the crime have increased by 20%.
Springfield, Greene County has the highest rate of domestic violence incidents on a per capita basis in the state of Missouri.
Democratic State Representative Stacy Newman represents the 87th District in the Missouri House of Representatives.
We've got an outbreak, an epidemic of those who are losing their lives to senseless gun violence.
Newman recently filed legislation in conjunction with Kansas State Representative Barbara Boyler that establishes gun violence restraining orders, gun violence seizure warrants, and prohibits domestic violence perpetrators from possessing a firearm.
First part of it would actually require those who are convicted of domestic violence offenses, felonies, or even under restraining orders to have to surrender their firearms. The second part of our legislation is brand new. It's called a gun violence restraining order. Works the same way as obtaining a domestic violence restraining order. You know, you still have to go through a court hearing. You know, you get a temporary status for 14 days before it can be lengthened to a year.
For Lisa Farmer, this legislation is a step in the right direction.
I have been here with Harmony House just 6 months, and I can think of several residents who have told me that they have been threatened at gunpoint by their perpetrator.
Some Republican state lawmakers have publicly opposed this legislation, calling it unconstitutional and unfair to firearms owners that conceal carry. Captain David Millsap has been in law enforcement for over 30 years. He heads the Springfield Police Department Criminal Investigations Unit.
Most domestic violence calls we go on are usually physical encounters that do not involve a weapon. We do have domestics that involve weapons, whether it be a knife or a club or a gun, but that's more rare than the other type of domestics that we have.
Dan Patterson is the prosecuting attorney for Greene County.
Most domestic violence cases that we work typically involve the use of the hands. What we do know, though, is that the possession of a firearm by someone who is an abuser is one of the key indicators in a lethality index for increased violence to the victim.
Patterson believes Newman's legislation mirrors current federal statutes, but will assist state prosecutors trying domestic violence cases.
This would give state prosecutors an important tool in combating domestic violence.
House Bill 646 has received a second reading in the Missouri House of Representatives, but has yet to be assigned to a committee. 3 years ago, the Springfield Police Department created the Family Violence Task Force to help combat the increasing number of domestic violence cases. Its website provides a list of resources for victims. For KSMU News, I'm Steve Fines.